Good morning. It's well known to everyone, the first parak in Masechet Yeshurim begins by introducing a fundamental concept and a purpose of our life in this world. It begins by saying, Yesod HaChasidus Vishorish HaVodo HaTmimo What is our obligation in this world? That we should have a drive and a yearning and a goal. Whatever undertaking we have in this world, to realize ma chavaso bolamo. But before he discusses Machavosa Bolomo, it begins with an introduction that the foundation is Sola Chasidus Rishor Shavoda. Chasidus, explains further on, means when a person gives Nachas Ruach Liotzro, above and beyond that which is required. Nachas Ruach L'Nitzro. Borem Atem L'Hashem L'Kichem. Bizman Sh'ata Oseh Ratzon Hashem Mokom. If you listen to the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're called children. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, and if you don't listen to the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're called Avadim. The obvious question is, if you don't listen to your master, how can you be called an Eved? You're a zero. You're not doing anything. You don't do your work. Why are you called an Eved? You don't deserve even to be called an Eved. Eved is a slave. You're not doing any work at all. The Alter from Kelm explains the following mashal. A man has a store and he has a very special commodity that people are very attracted to. And everyone comes in, they want to buy this commodity. It's all alone in the store. And people are very upset. They have to wait and wait. He's a human being. He's trying his utmost to please the customers. He's all alone. The store is filled. People are standing outside, getting upset. It takes a long time to buy this commodity. And finally, a person comes in and sees this individual working so hard. He jumps over the counter and helps him. That happens to be the man's son. The man had told his son to be in yeshiva, learn. Do your job. And the son came and went and helped his father. Meanwhile, they noticed in the back of the store, there are two workers there. People ran back to the workers. So why don't you help out your boss? No. We are workers on computers. That's not my job. That's not my job. I wasn't hired to be a salesman. That's not my job. That's Borem Atem L'Hashem L'Kichem. Borem means, we don't say, that's not my job. But the father was happy. Nachas Ruach Liotzro. Nachas Ruach Liotzro. That's the Flimur Shur Sadin. That's not my job. That's for an Eved to say that. A corporation, that's my job. That's not my job. That's not my job. My job is not Chinuch. My job is something else. That's not my job. That's a rabbi's job. It's a parent's job. I'm a rabbi. I'm the teacher. That's not my job. This is Chasidus. And the root of Avoda, truthfully, she's bore of his samets. The person should be clear in his mind, not just have the knowledge, but he's clear. That means his samets, he feels it in his heart. He feels in his heart, Machavasa Volamo. What is my obligation in this world? Machavasabalam. That itself is a madriga. If we realize Machavasabalam, I am a Balchayv. Many people live a very unhappy life because they do not believe that they are a Balchayv, that they're obligated. God and the world is obligated to them. The world owes me a living. Therefore, he's very frustrated. And he does not have children. He's very frustrated he's not able to get married. He's very frustrated when children do not turn out the way they should. He's very frustrated he's not making an adequate living. He's very frustrated with himself. He's not happy. Why is he not happy? Because everyone else is happy. His classmates, his roommates, his siblings, they're living a wonderful life. And look at me, he's angry, he's bitter. His whole life, and he died in his deathbed, a bitter individual, a bitter, angry man. Why did God do this to me? Why did he give me such a life? I can't see, I can't do this, my wife, this. Many reasons, a whole list. The first thing is, Machavasa shel Adam Olamo, we are Balei Chov. A word that we don't like to hear. We don't like to hear this word. We're not proficient in Yiddish, but one word we sure know, I snore. I do not like snores. Where I work, I rewrite my notes, work on it very hard, and he comes along and takes my notes, and after 15 minutes digests the notes, he gets an A on the exam and I get a B minus. What a snore. What a snore. I don't like snores. Yet what are we? We should realize that we are Balei Chov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in this world, we'll never be able to repay him. We're Balei Chov. We're a Chov. And this is the first Yisod. This Yisod comes when a person remembers. When a person was told, he went through Shulchan Aruch, he took a Bechina, an Aruch Chaim, a Yerdeah. He did very nicely. And he's complaining. He's complaining about God. So the Rebbe told him, you do not even know the first Sif in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramo, Shivisi Hashem, the Negi Summit. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is in your presence all the time. All the time. He's watching you, every little footstep, everything. The older we become, we should understand this. We're getting older. We're getting older. We're not going to the age from 5 to 6. We're no longer 5 to 6. We don't realize we get 5. Everyone's getting older. Everyone's getting a day older. But our days older, we should understand. Shivisi Hashem Negi Summit. And be thankful. We say brachas in the morning. We say brachas. We should be more kavana. We should feel it more. Not like a 5-year-old. This is the basic yisad chavasa. We're a Balei Chov. A person can feel this only, and the work on this is the idea if he wants to improve his life, wants to improve his life. In this week's Sedra, Ramban comments on the Pasuk Vayvo Kol Yish Asher Neso Libo. Ramban says their hearts were elevated. Achachamim Ha'osim Hamlocha, it refers to the Chachamim that built the various Kelim and Mikdash. The Mishkan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach, the Shulchan, the Kaporas, and so on. Asher Neso Libo. Why is it saying Neso Libo? So Ramban says, Ki Yisroel b'Mitzrayim Pruchim b'Avoda. The Ramban is in Perek Laman Aleph Pasuk Beis. Laman Aleph Beis. Ki Yisroel b'Mitzrayim Pruchim b'Avoda v'chom ruvenim l'lomdim halacha kesem v'zov v'charishas avonim v'tovas. L'roh som klal. They had no training. They had no training in this type of work, craftsmanship. They had no Rebbe. They didn't take a course in industrial arts, manual training. They had none of this. How did they know? The soul evil. I want to give you. I want to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be a Mishkan, a desire. Once there's a desire to improve, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. The Ratzon. This idea can be found in Parshas Re'eh. Mentions in Parshas Re'eh by a Mesis. That's an individual that tries to entice and encourage the members of his family to worship Avodah Zarah. To worship Avodah Zarah. To worship Elohim HaAcher. Torah tells us, "Otishmalo, Vosachmalo, Vosove, Vosachase." Don't pay attention to it. Don't pay attention to it. What is the result? The result is that the halacha is he does not require asro. The result is that kibikesh ladichacho, because he wanted to influence his family, people around him, to worship Avodah Zorah. Therefore, Soki Yiskalenu. He gets the highest form of misa possible. Skill. The hardest, the harmukhomerdikash misa. Skill. So the obvious question is, what did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? His family didn't listen to him. It would be a wonderful thing if there was two things happened last night. Just say. One, where a man had a tremendous fight with his wife. Very angry at her, rightfully so. He took out a gun. He was about to kill her. He said, "No, I can't do it. I can't do it." He put down the gun, they made up, and that was one event. Another event, where a man had a fight with his wife, and he killed her. He shot her dead. Which case will be heard over the news today? Which one? The first case or the second case? The son of Eliyahu tells us a maisa of a man who was told after he got married, don't, when you get angry, control your anger. He was married, and the practice was that after marriage, you go every yard for business. He went away for 3-4 years. He came back happy to see his wife, and he comes into the bedroom. He sees his wife with a child. He took out a sword. He's ready to kill her. He's ready to kill her. And he put it down. He remembered not to control his anger. She said to him, "This is our child. When you left, I wasn't aware. I became pregnant. This is your child. Tell me, would this make the papers? Would this make the papers?" For Bikish, wanting to kill someone happens all the time. Yet the Torah tells us by Mesis, the mere fact that he wanted to influence his family, that's a very terrible avera, a chomerdik avera, and he's chayiv misa for bikesh. But he didn't do anything. The bikesh, for bikesh alone, is chayiv, he's an oivet avodah zoronik. But he didn't do anything. The desire. From here we learn. What's the Torah telling us? Today, Tav Shimon Samaches, what's the Torah telling us? For bikesh alone, Mina tova maruba marita peronius. If a mina peronius, bikesh, causes a person to die, then what would be if a bikesh to improve your life? A bikesh, I want to daven better. I want to have more kavana, to take life even more serious, to have more an influence on my children. This is the ikar of my life. Ma chavasa shel adam bolamo. What is my tafkid in this world, if not to enjoy and to do mitzvah Hashem? This is my bikesh. This is what I want to do. I'll try my utmost, even if I don't reach that plateau of the Chavetz Chaim. I won't be a Chavetz Chaim Jew. I won't be a Rabbi Sol Salanter Jew. But the bikesh, this is what we're here for, the bikesh. I want it. And once a person says, that's not for me, that's not my talent. My talent is in chemistry. I know nothing about math. Math and chemistry don't mix. Bikesh in Hasidus and Musar for Frumkeit, that's not my type. I don't want ever to be known as a tzaddik, never to be known as a frum you. Don't talk to me that way. I just learn. Just as simple. Bikesh, the mere fact of Mervakesh. This is what the Chavis of, this is what the Mesillas Shem telling us. Machavasa Shalom, but we are about Chayiv. And that Kosh Baruch Hu wants from us the bikish, the rutzen, to show that I'm interested. I want to have improve my life, improve my daily mitzvahs. The mere fact that you're bikish, we can't be inferior to a mesis, that's for sure. Hopefully the sedras will have an impression upon us and we'll be able to worship a Kosh Baruch Hu in a higher fashion, in a higher method, in a higher ichus. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cohen. We'll start next year in a couple minutes, so if anyone needs to get anything now, it'll be a good time.
My father sent you guards, so you probably don't remember. He was also part of the ministry. And he says he's older than you. He says he remembers a very little boy. He remembers that you're